Hello and welcome to Easy Food Dehydrating, the show that teaches you how to safely dehydrate and store fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables along with cooked meats. I'm your host, Susan Gast. In today's episode, I'll discuss what you need to make your own nutritious, delicious dog food, perfect for finicky eaters. Make it today for your best friend. Your doggy will dazzle you with his or her shiny coat and bright eyes. Hi there, Susan here from Easy Food Dehydrating, and today my job is to make your dog drool, because I want you to make your own dog food, and here's why. I remember probably a decade or so ago, there was some news about a major manufacturer of dog food that they had a lot of product recalls because the dogs were dying and getting sick. And that obviously stuck in my mind, even though we didn't have any dogs at the time. We had cats. We were cat people back then. But anyway, one day it was my dad's 80th birthday party, and there's this little dog that kept hanging around. Turns out the little dog had just been dumped at the end of the road and she was ill. As we were on our way over to my brother's house for my dad's 80th birthday party, we noticed the little dog was just sitting in the middle of the path. And upon closer inspection, she had two huge, I mean huge, ticks the size of quarters dangling on her ear. I said to my hubby, "Stay with the doggy here. Don't let her go. I'll nip home and go grab a towel." So I came rushing back with a towel so I could wrap up the little dog. We didn't get any resistance from her at all. We took the little dog to our patio, whereupon I popped on a pair of gloves, the latex gloves that I use for dehydrating food. Not the same ones, but out of the box, you know what I mean, new ones. And I pulled off the ticks. It was successful. I got the feet and all. They were absolutely full of the dog's blood. And the relief in that little dog's eyes just about really broke my heart. So after the party, we thought we'd better take the dog around to the neighbors to see if anyone has lost a dog. No one had. Overnight, we kept the little dog in our shed because we didn't have anything else. We did have a cat bed out there and some cat biscuits, because we'd just lost our cat, Toby. And so we put the little doggy overnight there, because the day after, we decided we would take the little dog to the vet to see if there was any ID tag implanted in her. Long story short, no tag. We were now the proud owners of our little miniature pincher. And then I thought, well, seeing as I've no dog food, I better start making dog food, right? And so this is how you make chicken chow dog food. Okay, here's the ingredients. 1/4 cup of millet and 1/4 cup of quinoa. A big handful of plain egg noodles. Those are those white noodles. In a great crinkly plastic bag. I love the bag they come in. Susan, keep to the program here. 6 boneless, skinless chicken thighs or 2 large chicken breasts. And if you want to make the bawa beefy chow or pork, you would use the same amount of beef or pork as you are with the chicken. Sounds fair enough, right? Next, you need 1 cup of chopped fresh carrots, 1/2 cup of sliced celery, 3 cups of sweet potato diced, because they love sweet potato. You need 2 cups of chicken stock for the millet and quinoa and the egg noodle mixture. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. And then you also need 2 cups of chicken stock for the chicken and vegetables that will go in your pressure cooker. All right. I also use the chicken stock from Better Than Bouillon because there is no onion in it. Onion is not safe for dogs. Okay. Don't add any salt or pepper either. Your dog won't appreciate it, and it's not good. When the mix is made, I add 4 vitamins in powder form. That is 1/2 cup of alfalfa, 1 cup of bone meal, 1 cup of brewer's yeast, and 1/2 cup of kelp. Again, all this is in powder form. Some of them may come in capsules. I don't recommend the capsules. If you can get your vitamins in powder form, do so, because unscrewing or taking apart those little capsules, oh my goodness me, it's a finger-aching job to twist open each capsule. And I remember muttering under my breath all the time doing it. But in the end, I know it's well worth the time and effort because my dog loves me so much. And your dog will love you even more when he or she eats this chicken chow dog food. A note of warning here: when you're mixing up your powders, your vitamin powders, please be very careful. I made a huge cloud of vitamins in the kitchen because I didn't realize it was so lightweight. It was like poof and all in the air. So store this vitamin mix, though, in an airtight container. And I've used an old Cool Whip tub for ages. But make sure, like I said, that it is airtight. All righty then. Let's get to making it now. First of all, wash your millet and quinoa in a sieve in the sink. Please, please, please make sure you definitely, definitely rinse the quinoa because it tends to have a powdery coating on it and it smells not so good and it tastes bitter. So make sure you wash the quinoa at the very least. Oh, I need to tell you that you can get your millet and quinoa in bulk from nuts.com. All right.
You're going to love this. Getting Susan's book, Easy Food Dehydrating, is one of the smartest things you can do for your health and your budget. Not only will you save money, but you'll know exactly what goes into your recipes. Susan's book takes you from start to finish with all the recipes on her site, including her best-selling Make Your Own Dog Food recipes for chicken chow and Bow Wow Beefy Chow. Learn how to dehydrate the top 14 fruits and the top 16 vegetables, along with cooked meats such as chicken, beef, and turkey. Visit easyfooddehydrating.com and get started today.
Step one. After you've gathered your ingredients and your prep work's done, put the celery, the carrots, and the sweet potato in your pressure cooker. On the top of that, drape over the chicken breasts or your thighs. The chicken thighs, not your thighs. Sorry. Add 2 cups of chicken stock. Set the cooking time for 6 minutes if they are the thighs, or 8 minutes if you've used the larger chicken breasts. Step two. In a large saucepan, add 2 cups of chicken stock, bring it to a boil, and add the millet and quinoa. You might wonder why this wasn't added to the pressure cooker. Well, apparently, millet and quinoa are one of the few items that will block up or may block up a pressure cooker's valve. And we certainly don't want that to happen. So that's why the millet and quinoa and then the egg noodles are cooked in a pan. All right. After about 10 minutes of the millet and quinoa cooking, add the egg noodles and make sure that the mixture is still simmering. And please add water if you need to do. You can run out of water very quickly if you're not careful, so please keep an eye on it when you're doing that. So by this time, in step three, the pressure cooker has done its job and you've let the steam off and it's now safe to take off the lid. This is the time when you chop up the chicken breasts. Cut them up into small pieces. Look, my dog's a little miniature pincher, so she only eats little pieces. If your dog's a German Shepherd, of course, he or she'll be able to eat bigger pieces. Just makes common sense. In step four, when your millet and quinoa and the noodles are fully cooked, add 4 tablespoons of the vitamin mix powder to it and stir well. And it will turn a little grey looking, but that's nothing to worry about. I'll tell you now that it is easier to mix the powder in well with a small amount of food than it is to add the powder at the end with a massive amount of food. Okay. Step five, it's now time to scoop out the vegetables from the pressure cooker and add it to the same saucepan that's got your millet, the quinoa, and the egg noodles in and the vitamin powder. If it looks a little dry at this time, add some excess stock, if you have any, from the pressure cooker to the mix. Now it's time to add the diced chicken and stir well. Step six is to put it in storage containers, and I use those big-ish food containers that you get when you buy ham from Target or something, you know, and you get them in a plastic dish, not a plastic dish, a plastic tub. And that works great, and you can store it in your freezer. Now then, a word here about storing stuff in your freezer. If you've not got much freezer room, you can dehydrate this food. My Nesco, I've got a solid sheet, and the solid sheet I use for when I make fruit leathers so that the liquid doesn't drip down into the bottom, because you'd want to avoid that at all costs. So I use the solid sheet and put on blobs of the chicken chow mix, and I dehydrate it. This makes little biscuits, and I swear to goodness, they look just like chicken nuggets from the Big M, and they are good enough to eat. So let's say you want to save on your freezer space, dehydrate these little blobs, and you can bag them up. You can put them in the food vacuum sealer in the bag, add your oxygen absorber, draw the air out, and then stick 3 or 4 pouches in a Mylar bag. That is there then for emergency food for your doggy. When your doggy wants to eat the food, you'll simply take out a bag, add some water to it a little bit at a time to make sure it gets fully absorbed, and bingo, you're back to having chicken chow like it never even happened. Okay? Trust me, it is brilliant. Before we sign off, don't forget you can make your Bow Wow Beefy Chow by substituting the chicken for the beef. I never came up with a name for the pork. Porky doggy food. That sounds silly. Before I go, though, I need to mention this. Don't ever feed your dog these items. Okay? Onions, garlic, chives, chocolate, macadamia nuts, corn on the cob, avocado, alcohol, cooked bones, xylitol, grapes, raisins, coffee, tea or anything caffeinated, milk and dairy products. Again, I'm going to remind you that the stock I use is from Better Than Bouillon by Superior Touch, and it's the chicken one because it has no onion on it, in it rather, and I get mine from Amazon. Mind you, what do I not get from Amazon, to be honest? Your dog will look forward to this dinner every night. And don't forget, it's good enough for us to eat. If you didn't get all this from the podcast and you want to buy the book, it's for sale on our website, Easy Food Dehydrating, and it's aptly titled Make Your Own Dog Food by me, Susan Gast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and feel free to share it with someone who you think might enjoy it too. I'd appreciate that. So until next time, see ya and have a super day. Go and make your dog drool.
Thanks for listening to the Easy Food Dehydrating Podcast. Visit easyfooddehydrating.com for much more information on how to dehydrate food and the best way to safely store it.